We welcome our guest to the Gospel Spotlight, Derek Doc Pearson. Doc, hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, AJ. How are you?
Hey, doing well myself.
All right. It's an honor to be on with you once again, my friend.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Every time when I look and I see that your music is moving up in the charts, I said, my man, Doc.
I appreciate that. Yeah, God's been really good, man, blessing us with a lot of opportunities. So we're just grateful, man. He's so faithful.
No greater love.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it. Why did you name your project No Greater Love?
Well, first and foremost, there is no greater love than the love that God has for us. He loves the world, so he gave his only begotten son. There is no greater love than that. And there is no greater love than the love that someone would lay down their life for you. And that is the greatest love. And so that was just fitting. The other reason is that we use that word, as I start that song off, we use that word love so easily in so many ways, but love requires an action, and love requires that something is done, and it's more than just feelings and emotions and things of that. So I wanted to kind of hit on that word, and then that's a song that I wrote. It's one of the first songs I wrote when I got saved and God was dealing with my life a long time ago, and I wanted to update it and put it out, so it was just fitting for the album and to be the title cut of that album, I thought.
When it comes to your music, you can't really pin you down because your music is more like you got your gospel, you got your little jazz in there, you got your adult contemporary R&B. Yeah. How would you describe your music, Doc?
It's music. I can't describe it as anything else. You know, that's the way music is. There is no music comes in all kind of forms. It's like people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying that all, you know, it's like one form of music would be saying like there's only one form of black people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people. There's black, there's Asian, there's a lot of kind of people. And music is the same way. It's there's different styles, there's different forms, there's different things. There's jazz, there's R&B, and that's kind of what it covers. There's gospel, and that's kind of what it is. And I'm kind of a chameleon. I've played it all. You know, I started out playing R&B and went into some jazz and some jazz fusion, and from there went into some rock and played a lot of rock and roll and those kind of things. And then thank the Lord, I got saved.
Uh-huh.
And so I turned it on and started playing in churches and things and learned how gospel once was played and should have been played. So I'm a little bit of all that. And I'm glad you noticed that, because that's what I want to be. I don't want to be just one thing or one style or anything. I want to be able to touch all people with the good news of the gospel.
Let's talk about some of your music on No Greater Love. Yeah. There's a song called Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
I like that. Tell us about that.
Amen. Well, again, it kind of speaks for itself. Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all our accolades. He's worthy to be worshipped, and he's worthy to be saved because he did no greater love. He gave us no greater love. He showed us no greater love. He showed us how to love. And because of that, he's worthy of everything we can give him. Most and foremost, that we give him our lives. And we give him an example. We give other people an example of his goodness and his love toward us. So he's just worthy. And that's one of the things I could come up with for that song was, worthy is the Lamb. He is the Lamb of God, and he is worthy of all we can give him.
The new single, Eternal Praise. Yeah. What a beautiful song.
Oh, amen. My mother's favorite there. So.
It is so such a beautiful song. Tell us about that, Doc.
You know, that's a very interesting story. I, when my daughter, who's now has graduated with her doctorate degree, I'm really proud of my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter. Actually, I have two doctors. If you go to my
congratulations,
I'm pretty. I told them, I'm the doc that makes doctors. So you gave doctor new meaning there. So both of them have their doctorate degree, so I'm kind of proud of them. So, but when she was about 14 or 15, she was running around this house humming this melody and singing this song that she had written called "Eternal Praise." And, you know, you kind of don't want to push your children any particular way. You don't want to say, okay, get in here and record that. So, but I'm listening to it. I'm like, you know, that's a pretty good melody. We need to, you could do something with that. And finally she came and said, Dad, I have a song. I said, okay, let's hear it. And she sang that song to me. And that was her little, her lyrics and melody. And I just grabbed it and had her sing it for me a couple times. And, then redid it and added some different voices and put it on this album, and everyone seems to really be touched by it because it is, it's from the heart. It's just that he is worthy of the Lamb, worthy of the Lamb of our eternal praise. He's just been so good, and no matter what we're going through, he's there for us, and so he's worthy of our eternal praise.
Great song. Great
Amen.
Song.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
10 years. 10-year yeah. anniversary.
Yes.
How hard was it to put together a double CD set
yeah.
along with the DVD? Because you've got a lot of great songs. So,
yeah.
I mean, how hard is it to pick out a certain number of songs that you want to put in this double CD set?
The hardest part for me was they ran out of room because I still had about 3 or 4 songs that I wanted to put on there, but I had no more space. You could only put so much on a CD.
Right.
I only could put 19, and that was a lot. So, but actually, I used my own feelings of what my favorites, but then I went and did some research of what the songs that were the most streamed, the most downloaded, the most requested songs over this 10-year period, from all of our sources, from TuneCore and iTunes and CD Baby and Spotify, and I just did a little research, and that was the list of the most popular and requested songs and the most downloaded songs, the most streamed songs, so I just put them all together into one collection.
We're talking to our guest,